KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Stocks on Wall Street slumping badly after more signals suggesting the U.S. economy's growth is slowing. Reports said U.S. manufacturing and the jobs market were weaker than expected. The United States and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. President Biden says the released prisoners have talked with family members.
Moments ago, the families and I were able to speak to them on the telephone from the Oval Office. They're out of Russia. Earlier today, they're flown to Turkey. And soon, they'll be wheels up on their way home to see their families.
Moscow released U.S. journalist Evan Gerskovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissidents including Vladimir Kara-Murza, in the deal officials say has set 24 people free. Among those the Russians got back is Vadim Kosakov, who was convicted in Germany of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for jobless claims hitting the highest level in a year.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending July 27th climbed by 14,000 to 249,000. That's the most since the first week of August last year, and the 10th straight week that claims have come in above 220,000. Before that stretch, claims had remained below that level in all but 3 weeks this year. Weekly unemployment claims are widely considered as representative of layoffs, and though they've been slightly higher the past couple of months, they remain at historically healthy levels. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow is now 589 points in the red, the NASDAQ losing 457. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be in prison amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reports that efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill as lawmakers proceed with legislative efforts demanding their release. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker with an update in this report on an arrest. It involves the Secret Service detail that is responsible for the vice president's stepdaughter.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The man, Harry Heyman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An ex-profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Heyman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.